Blog Talk Radio.
Every time I watch, you make me feel a heat. Don't need to touch, but I got my eyes on you now, and me now go miss a beat.
One time.
Volcano erupt on the ocean. Your sun still picture in a motion. Fireman carried because your heat too high. Dry up the earth and you make clouds cry. As far as I can measure all your bad stuff. The specialist can see all your hot stuff. You can decide for the ice for your ring stuff.
Good evening. This is a test. I am doing a test to see how it's going to work. And let's go to the Word of God. And get a reading. We're going to do Titus chapter 1.
Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, mine own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldst set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless.
May the Lord have a blessing on the reading of his word. Now let's do a test of YouTube, picking a song to see what it's like on the broadcast. Again, this is a test.
And the 25th. Do you have a desire to be a better disciple, to be a mature believer or devoted counselor? Are you a...
This is a test. A test.
forgive me of any. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Healing is in your word. Remember, healing is your process. Health is your lifestyle. And healed is your testimony. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, I come boldly to your throne room, asking you to help me during this process, during this healing process, to believe your word no matter what the report is. Father, I know if I ask, believe without doubting and fear, unbelief, you will hear and answer my prayer. Father, give me of anything. Father, forgive me of anything I have done or said that might hinder me from being healed this day. Father, Jesus sent the word and the servant was healed. I ask you to heal this person by the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, because your word declares he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our faith was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Father, faith pleases you. And I'm exercising my faith with the listener and stand on your word that they will be healed. Father, I give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, and will live and not die, but stand and declare the works of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's get into the word, because healing is in your word. Psalms 103 says this: Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Verse 3. Who forgives all thy iniquity, who heals all thy diseases. In Ecclesiastes 12:28, it says, thus says the Lord God, none of my word will be prolonged anymore, but the word which I have spoken shall be done, says the Lord God. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes ye are healed. In Malachi chapter 4, verse 2, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise, and healing in his wing, and ye shall go forth and grow up in the calf of the stall. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, it says, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease amongst the people. In Luke chapter 9, verse 6, and it says, they departed and went through the town, preaching the gospel, healing everywhere. In Luke 9, verse 11, it says, and spoke unto them the kingdom of God, and healed them that needed healing. In Acts chapter 10, verse 38, it says, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In Psalms 42, verse 11, it says, why art thou my soul. Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. In Psalm 67, verse 2, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. In Proverbs 13, verse 17, but a faithful ambassador is health. In Proverbs 16, verse 24, it says, the pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bone. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 6, it says, behold, I bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. In 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health as thy soul prosper. Psalms 30, verse 2, it says, O Lord, my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14, it says, healed me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, it says, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy of thou shall come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Matthew 8, verse 16, it says, he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all